why President Trump, in an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, says he would be willing to accept dirt on his 2020 opponent, even if it came from another country.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI, if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right, they come up with OPPO research, oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it.
Several of the Democrats running for president, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kirsten Gillibrand, repeated their calls for impeachment after hearing Trump's latest remarks. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks will meet with the House Judiciary Committee a week from today for a private interview. The panel subpoenaed Hicks last month as part of its investigation into Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on obstruction of justice. Transcript will be released after the interview. House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refused to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier today, President Trump defended the inclusion of the threats.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
The administration has turned over 17,000 pages of documents on the census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours back in March. The latest contempt vote, part of the House Majority Democrats' increased efforts to investigate the Trump administration. This is AP Radio News. Police have arrested 33-year-old Kendrell LeVar Lyles in the slayings of three women in Dallas, including a transgender woman. Lyles is being held without bond in the Collin County Jail in McKinney, Texas. He was arrested a week ago after tips from the public led police to Lyles as the suspect in the deaths of two women in the Collin County section of North Dallas. Further investigation led them to the third killing, which happened in Dallas County. People in Orlando and elsewhere marked the third anniversary of the attack on the Pulse nightclub that left 49 clubgoers dead. Owner Barbara Poma.
It's still hard to grasp that it has been 3 years. Sometimes the pain makes it feel like it was yesterday, and other times the overwhelming exhaustion makes it feel like an eternity.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reissues an earlier proclamation marking the third anniversary of the massacre at a gay nightclub on Latin night, this time mentioning the gay and Hispanic communities. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.